Great to be back on Search the Scriptures. Welcome once again to all of our listeners. And we're so thankful to hear from so many of you who have contacted us and let us know how much you appreciate the program. And we are very encouraged by that. But bottom line is, we want to make sure that God gets the glory, because it is He whom we are serving as we strive to teach His Word each day right here on Search the Scriptures. We're thankful that so many want to learn God's Word more fully and in more depth. You know, there is no more vital piece of literature. In fact, there is no piece of literature that begins to compare with the importance of God's Word, the Bible. And most people in our country have at least one copy, and a great many probably have two or three or four copies. And yet, so many of those who have one or two or three or four copies of the Bible in their possession, in their home, spend very little time reading it, very little time getting into God's Word. Nothing else compares by way of literature to God's Word, to the Bible. It tells us who we are. It tells us who we came from. It tells us what we should be about. It tells us how we can be with God for eternity in heaven. It tells us how we can have eternal security, how we can be forgiven, how we can be saved, how we can live forever. Nothing else, nothing else talks about such magnificent subjects as this with authority as does God's Word, the Bible. We're thankful to be able to teach it. We pray that as we do so each day, that you are learning more and more, and that as you're learning more and more from God's Word, that your faith is growing stronger. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God, as we keep noting right from Scripture, Romans 10 and verse 17. And as your faith gets stronger, our prayer is that you should be coming closer to God and ultimately make up your mind to come to Him completely through Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. And as you do that, that you'll recognize that you're ready to surrender to your Lord in baptism for the remission of your sins, confessing your faith in Him, repenting of those sins, and that as you are buried with Him in the waters of baptism, as He was literally buried in that tomb, and He literally came forth, risen from the grave, that you come forth from that grave of water that we call baptism, reborn spiritually, to begin a new life in Christ with a new direction, and that is heaven, and with a new hope, and that is eternal life with Him in heaven. Our prayers are with you, and our prayers are for you. Speaking of Jesus, we began a new series in our last program entitled Four Roles of Jesus. Now, we noted as we introduced this particular study that we must have faith in Christ if we want to be able to take advantage of His role as Savior. Then we must believe in Him as God's Son, and as our Lord and Savior. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 24, if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. In John chapter 12, verses 47 and 48, He says, and I'm paraphrasing, if you reject my words, you have that which judges you. The word that I have spoken will judge you in the last day. Or in other words, if you don't believe in me, if you don't believe my teachings, well, that's up to you. But be advised that you will ultimately be judged by those very teachings, by my word. Jesus said in John chapter 14 and verse 6, in the night of His betrayal, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And later, Peter, when he was speaking to some of the Jewish officials in Jerusalem, affirmed that there is no other name than the name of Christ, no other name given among men under heaven by which we must be saved. He is the only way to God. He is the only way to salvation. Now that's Jesus and his role as the Son of God and our Savior. But there are other roles that he played and still plays and will play that we need to understand. These would be other aspects of his relationship with us. And we need to understand those roles, those aspects of his relationship. And so this first one that we're really focusing on is his role as creator. Now we noted in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 that the text says that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And I think most people, when they read that particular verse or hear it quoted, they think, well, yeah, God, and they think God the Father. But the very next verse, verse 2 of Genesis chapter 1, tells us that the Holy Spirit was there, hovering over the face of the waters. Well, that would seem to indicate then that the Holy Spirit was there at the creation, God the Spirit. And then in verses 26 and 27 of Genesis chapter 1, the text reads, verse 26 says, God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Now there, God is speaking to somebody, and he's speaking to them in the role of creator, because he says, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Well, we know God the Father, obviously, I think we understand, was there, and God the Holy Spirit was there. And then we noted in John chapter 1 and verses 1 through 3, it tells us that God the Son was there. In other words, Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. In all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse 14 clearly identifies the Word as being Christ. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The only begotten of the Father? No question who's being referred to there. Christ, God the Son. And he's identified as the Creator. Now we close by looking at Revelation chapter 19 and verses 11 through 16. We'll go back and read that now and comment a little bit on it now. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. The text goes on. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There's no question but that Jesus Christ, God the Son, is who is being referred to here as the Word of God, and as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So the Word that we understand is being referred to in John chapter 1 and verses 1 through 3 as being there with God in the beginning and being God and being active in the creating process. Nothing was made that was made without him. Everything that was made through him, the text says. We understand. It's saying that God the Son, Christ, was there in the beginning with God, and he was active in taking part in the creation, being there as creator. When we turn to John chapter 17, in John chapter 17 in verse 5, again we note that Jesus was right there with God in the beginning. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. John 17 in verse 5. Right there with God, before the world was. And you see, that conforms with everything we've been reading here. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 6, the Apostle Paul writes, and he's speaking of Christ here in this text, and this is a magnificent text. And he says, who, being in the form of God, did not count it robbery to be equal with God. Being in the form of God. He was right there with God. He was part of God before the world was ever created. I think it's difficult for us to really fully wrap our minds around the total aspect of the nature of God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. From our human perspective, we look at that and we say, three? And yet we read in the scriptures that the Lord our God is one Lord. So three in one. Three personalities of God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. All there at the creation. Four roles of Jesus, this one being creator, right there with God, in the beginning, with him, and taking part in the creation with him. In Colossians chapter 1, beginning with verse 13, the Apostle Paul writes, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his dear Son. I'm sorry, the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Now notice this. The next verse, verse 16. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. There's no question, but it is Jesus Christ, of whom Paul is speaking here. Going back to verse 13 again, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Cannot be anybody but Christ. The forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God. That's talking about Christ. And yet, Paul goes on and says, by him, Christ, that's the subject here in this text. Christ, by him, all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. He was right there in the creation, taking part in the creation. All things were created through him and for him. That's parallel to what we read in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Everything that was made through him or by him, and nothing that was made without him. And back in Colossians 1 in verse 17, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist. This role of Jesus, the role of Creator, magnificent understanding. And how awed we ought to be when we think of Jesus, certainly as the Savior, certainly as the Son of God sent to this earth to be our Savior. But here we see him beyond that, well, really before that, being eternal with God and being there at the creation with God and as God and creating with and as God everything that was created. You see, again, I'm afraid that most people don't think about Jesus as Creator. Or if they do, they don't think much about that role of Jesus. And you see, when we can come to understand him in that role, we can appreciate him more even in the role of Savior. Because we can see he was there when we were created. And we are a result of his creation, being there with God and as God, and everything else that was made was created by him and through him, and nothing that was made without him, and that includes us. We are part of his creation. He, remember what God said in Genesis 1 and verse 27, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. I think we should understand that he was speaking there to the fullness of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and we have thus been created in God's image. When we go back to Genesis chapter 1 and we look at verse 27, farther down there, notice that it says, I'm sorry, not verse 27. We go a little farther down and we look at verse 31. Then God saw that everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So God created everything. But here we see that there's more to God than just God the Father, because God the Spirit was there, Genesis 1 and verse 2. And God says, let us make man. Now that would indicate, that's a plural pronoun, us. Let us make man in our image. That's another plural pronoun. The indicating that he is talking to someone else. Well, when we do some rather basic analysis, understanding that God the Holy Spirit was there in Genesis 1 and verse 2, and from these other several passages that we've read that God the Son was there, Jesus Christ, then we come to understand he had to have been talking to the fullness of the Godhead, God the Spirit and God the Son. They were all there with God the Father. And so we can say truly and most completely that God created the heavens and the earth. But we come to understand God the Son was right there. God the Spirit was right there. And we've been told, we've read in a number of texts of Scripture now that God the Son was there in that creating process. He was there involved in everything that was created. And again, very succinct, very specific language. Nothing that was made without him. and everything that was made by or through him. Jesus Christ, his role as creator. Now that takes nothing away from what so many people think of God the Father as being the creator. He is. It helps us understand more fully about God and more fully about Jesus. And again, when we understand that he was there and taking part in that process when God said, "Let us make man in our image," well, Jesus coming as our Savior, we can understand the personal nature of that aspect or that role of our Lord. Our Savior, he created us. He created us in his image. How blessed we are that he himself came as our Savior and went to that cross and died thereon as our Savior. Incredible when you think about it. And again, very difficult for us to fully grasp, and certainly virtually impossible for us to appreciate to the degree that we really should. All that God has done for us, all that our Savior has done for us, going all the way back to being there in our being created. Created in God's image. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Four roles of Jesus, and this one, his role as creator. We'll finish our study on his being the creator in our next session. Be sure to tune in. And if you'd like to receive a copy of today's program on CD, we'll send it to you for free. All you have to do is ask. We'll take care of the postage. If you'd like to receive that free Bible study that we always offer, again, we'll send it to you. It is absolutely free, and we'll take care of the postage. Copy down the information as to how you can contact us that you'll hear in just a moment, and be sure to contact us right away. This could change your life for eternity. Won't you contact us and take advantage of this opportunity?